I'll get out to the big lead, 7-0, and, you know, now he's off the throttle, except for that little speed bump in the second half. But, I mean, your defense forced him, and I don't know how many turnovers, which converted into
points. At least 9, I think. No, yeah. More than that, like 19, I think. A lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I don't want to take anything away from Harvard. I just didn't think we were disciplined tonight. I thought we made a lot of mental mistakes.
On offense?
Both sides of the ball, you know. Turn our head, careless turnovers, lack of execution. I just really wasn't, you know, obviously I'm pleased to win the game, but I just think 5 games left in the season, we need to come out and be a lot more disciplined with our execution than I saw tonight. Maybe it won't be so bad when I look at the tape, but I just think we have to play better.
Darren Smith with a big game tonight, 17 points, tying career high, getting open on the perimeter a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we came up and Darren came up and hit some big 3-point shots, and Mike Ketch came up and played a nice game. But overall, if you take out, you know, I guess, you know, you got to credit those plays, but I just didn't think we were consistent on either side of the ball with our execution in a critical game. So things have to change tomorrow night. But those guys came up and made plays, and that helped us.
Do you ever the transition offense?
Yeah, they were jamming our rebounder with 2 guys a lot of times. So if when we were able to make the outlet pass, we had numbers. So I guess we did a good job on the break. We have to pivot up the floor on rebounds and get the outlet out a little bit quicker, especially if they're going to double our rebounder.
Mike sort of referred to this a minute ago. How important was it to your team tonight? Last weekend in both games, it took a little while, a few minutes for the offense to get going. Tonight, getting out with an early lead and holding that lead throughout the game, how important was that?
Oh, it's important. Yeah, I just, you know, I thought, though, we had times, we had a 13, 14-point lead, and we just got real sloppy, and we could have extended that lead to 20 and put the game away, and we didn't. We allowed them to hang around a little bit. And, again, we'll take the win. I mean, we'll take any win. However we can get it this time of the year, every game's critical, but I just think we have to tighten up our game.
Well, I think there was one stretch that you alluded to. It was like in the second half, they outscored you 17-6 to knock your lead down from 23-12. But then, you know, Jabber, Zoller, Smith, big, and was all over. But, you know, to me, that was only the one stretch that I might get picky at.
Yeah, but that was, you know, when we go bing, but if you don't go bing with some good shots, and you're not making good decisions, and you're not playing a tight basketball game with your execution, then maybe that goes from 12 to 8 to 7, and now you're in a tough spot on the road. So, again, it sounds like a lot of negativity, but I just think we have to be fundamentally sound. And we've talked about, with 5 games left, basically 200 minutes left in our regular season, now 160, that we have to value every single possession on both sides of the ball. Every possession has to be critical for us, and we've got to get the most out of it by making simple plays and being fundamentally sound. And I don't think we did that.
How nice is it, nonetheless, to have 2 guys now, Zoller and Jabber, who are consistently putting in big scoring nights?
Well, obviously that's comforting. I mean, when you can count on 2 guys, I mean, EB's picking up his offensive play, his offensive aggressiveness. Mark has been aggressive the whole year, so I think those two guys sense that 200 minutes, 160 now, last chance to go to the NCAA tournament, last chance to win an Ivy League championship, and they don't want to be denied. And we just have to have some other guys that feel the same way and are able to, you know, if not score a lot of points, just be fundamentally sound and be consistent with their play. Well, anytime you can get penetration, you know, we try to spot up like most teams do around our league and across the country around the 3-point line.
Yeah.
And we made some good. We've been an unselfish team with our passing the entire year, and I think you saw that again tonight.
Yeah. Just check the assist up front. I think we're in the 20s.
Yeah, 22. I mean, I don't know. I've lost track. We haven't had a 20 assist game in a while, but I think we've had quite a few this year, and that's getting it done. You have to move the ball and move your body to get 20-something assists.